Exodus, chapter 15. Then sang Moses and the sons of Israel this song to Yahweh, and spoke, saying, I will sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Yah is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation, this is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Yahweh is a man of war, Yahweh is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he has cast into the sea, and his chosen captains are sunk in the Red Sea. The deeps cover them, they went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Yahweh, is glorious in power, your right hand, O Yahweh, dashes in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of your excellency you overthrow those who rise up against you, you send forth your wrath, it consumes them as stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils the waters were piled up, the flood stood upright as a heap, the deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my soul will be satisfied on them, I will draw my sword, my hand will destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them, they sank as lead in the majestic waters. Who is like you, O Yahweh, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, awesome in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You in your loving kindness have led the people that you have redeemed, you have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The peoples have heard, they tremble, pangs have taken hold on the inhabitants of Philistia. Then were the chiefs of Edom dismayed, the mighty men of Moab, trembling takes hold on them, all the inhabitants of Canaan are melted away. Terror and dread falls on them, by the greatness of your arm they are as still as a stone, until your people pass over, O Yahweh, until the people pass over who you have purchased. You will bring them in, and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, the place, O Yahweh, which you have made for you to dwell in, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. Yahweh will reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and Yahweh brought back the waters of the sea on them, but the sons of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing to Yahweh, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. And Moses led Israel onward from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness, and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter, therefore it was named Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried to Yahweh, and Yahweh showed him a tree, and he cast it into the waters, and the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And he said, If you will diligently listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, and will do that which is right in his eyes, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you, which I have put on the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh who heals you. And they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters.